You're listening to SBS News.
Where's the person who is robbing the spa? Where is he right now?
I don't know. I'm hiding right now.
Okay. Did you have a description of him? Did you see him?
Oh, yeah. Just a white guy.
A white male? What is he wearing?
I don't know. Please come, okay?
The caller to the United States 911 emergency number is hiding in the Golden Spa Beauty Salon, where Atlanta police later found three women shot dead. This was one of three parlours targeted by the shooter that took eight women's lives. Six of them were of Asian descent. Police arrested the 21-year-old suspect hours later after a highway pursuit. Captain Jay Baker says the man took responsibility for the shootings.
He claims that these, and as the chief said, this is still early, but he does claim that it was not racially motivated. He apparently has an issue, what he considers a sex conviction, and sees these locations as something that allows him to go to these places, and it's a temptation for him that he wanted to eliminate.
Atlanta Mayor Isha Lance Bottoms says whatever his motives, the majority of victims were Asian.
For as tragic as this was on yesterday in Metro Atlanta, this could have been significantly worse. They determined that the suspect was on his way to Florida, I believe, and perhaps to carry out additional shootings.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang says it's devastating, particularly for Asian Americans who are experiencing a surge in hate attacks.
I grew up Asian American in New York, and I was always accustomed to a certain level of bullying, of racism, but it took a form of mockery, of invisibility, of disdain, but that is metastasized into something far darker. You can feel it on the streets of New York. When I've been walking the streets with my family, you can sense that the energy has changed, that now what started out as invisibility or a sense of foreignness has now become hatred, violence, assault, people feeling that we do not belong in our own country.
President Joe Biden has said there will be more to say about the killer's motive once the investigation is completed. But earlier, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said there's no question the Trump administration's damaging rhetoric is playing a part in an upsurge in racism.
You know, calling COVID, the Wuhan virus or other things led to, perceptions of the Asian American community that are inaccurate, unfair, has elevated threats against Asian Americans. And we're seeing that around the country.
Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders are the fastest growing racial groups in the U.S. California Congresswoman Judy Hsu.
It just brings home to so many Asian Americans that they are fearful of their lives and circumstances where they would otherwise feel safe in their homes and at their jobs. And not only that, they are risking infection when going to work at places like a spa or a nail salon, and now they're risking increased targeted violence.
Activist and founder of Chinatown Block Watch, Carlin Chan, says what happened in Georgia was an act of domestic terrorism.
This has been building for a long time, well over 150 years since the Chinese set foot in California back in the 1800s. But there's always been resentment against Chinese, right? There's always been racism against us, but it's been suppressed.
21-year-old Robert Aaron Long has been charged with 8 counts of murder and 1 count of aggravated assault after being held in Cherokee County. Authorities say nothing he told them in interviews indicated he was motivated by racial animosity. But they stress the investigation is in early stages. Vice President Kamala Harris is urging Americans to stand up against violence.
It is tragic. Our country, the president and I and all of us, we grieve for the loss. Our prayers are extended to the families of those who have been killed. And it speaks to a larger issue, which is the issue of violence in our country and what we must do to never tolerate it and to always speak out against it.
Bernadette Clark, SBS News.